Conservative Victory 2010 Radio. The Stop Obama, Pelosi, and Reid Express is chugging through your town. The Sean Hannity Show starts right here, right now.
All right, the conservative resistance, the conservative underground. It's the Sean Hannity Show. We're on a conservative victory defeating Obama's radical agenda tour, which brings us to Atlanta today and Cincinnati tomorrow. We'll see a lot of you tonight at 8 o'clock at Books A Million. Hope you can join us from News Talk 750 WSB. Joining us now is Michelle Malkin, who has been following the attempt to sabotage and hurt the Tea Party movement on her website, MichelleMalkin.com. Michelle, welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, Sean. Thank you.
Well, Alinsky's Avenging Angels is your headline.
It is, and they're using the tactics that Saul Alinsky preached as a community organizer in Chicago of not only manufacturing a crisis, but manufacturing demons. It's very important for the far left and their enablers in the media and the Democrat Party to turn their political opponents into devils. And that is what Alinsky preached. He said, and this is a quote, "Before men act, an issue must be polarized. Men will act when they are convinced their cause is 100% on the side of the angels and that the opposition are 100% on the side of the devil." And they've tried to make devils of the Tea Party movement from day one. I experienced it myself when there was a very suspicious incident at a Denver anti-tax rally a year ago. This is more than a year ago. Somebody shoved a sign while I was trying to take a picture with somebody that had a swastika, and immediately it was picked up by all the left-wing blogs, the left-wing media. There's Michelle Malkin. She's posing with one of these anti-tax heathens who's got a swastika. They're all racist. They're all fascist, and we've heard that same theme pounded over and over again, so it's no surprise to me that we've had this latest attempt by this online punk Jason Levin to quote-unquote crash the Tea Party at all of the events that are happening tomorrow for tax day.
This is the guy we first were talking about on Friday, and I'm glad that you picked up on this. And we had Amy Kramer, one of the grassroots organizers of the Tea Party movement, on the program yesterday. But you're right, this does go back to last August. Mobs, the fringe, Tim McVeigh wannabes, un-American. And a lot of these comments came from the Democratic Party itself, from Democratic Party operatives. Now, here's my theory on this. It's sort of my vast left-wing conspiracy theory. You tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. The Associated Press had a story out yesterday. I think this is a Democratic plot. When you have Charlie Rangel, this congressman, comparing him to the Klan in Tennessee, Charlie Rangel using the term segregationist, et cetera, that the one thing, I don't think this is a grassroots effort. I think this is a well-coordinated, and if we ever get to the money aspect of this, well-funded, highly organized, as you point out, Alinskyite plan to damage, smear, hurt, slander, defame this movement. Now, the problem is, Michelle, that you've been a victim of this over the years. I've been a victim of this. Fox News has been a victim of this. Anybody with an opinion has been a victim of this. Now they're trying to, and their stated goal is literally now to separate to take away the high opinion the American people seem to have of the Tea Party movement as being a group of people that want limited government, lower taxes, and take that reputation and smear it. But can they be successful?
How can they marginalize the majority of American opinion? They can't, and that's why they're screaming so loud at the top of their lungs, all of these epithets, all of these false portrayals of the Tea Party. It's a massive sign of desperation that they're doing it. And you're absolutely right, Sean. You've been on top of this. You were reporting it before most anybody else was in the mainstream media about what was going on with this one guy for the crash of the Tea Party thing. But this is no lone wolf effort. And we've seen reported day after day, even this morning, that there is a former Democrat State Party chairman, Kathy Sullivan, in New Hampshire, who's organizing these sabotage efforts. And over the last couple of months, Fox News has reported on this Washington-based Democratic political operative, Craig Viroga, who organized his own sabotage efforts under the banner of, quote, "The Tea Party is over." This guy has been setting up all of these false flag operations, these fake grassroots groups that are organized out of a shady office in Washington, D.C., This is their MO. They've been called out on it. They've been totally exposed. And guess what? All of those Tea Party activists out there are ready, willing, and able to expose them tomorrow, and in very humorous ways. And that's what I love about the Tea Party, is that they know how to do this in a very bemused way. I mean, people have been sending me little signs that they're going to bring with them that say infiltrator with an arrow pointing to it. And it'll be very easy to smoke these people out, how they dress. But, you know, ask them what the 10th Amendment is. They'll be stumped. You'll know that they're a faker.
Well, I think the other thing that they're going to do, and I warned Amy Kramer about this, is I don't know if you have a flip phone, but I've got kids, so I have a flip phone, and I take it with me everywhere I am with my kids, and you can download it really quick to your computer, and you got still pictures, you got videos of your kids, whatever you want them. It's a great thing. What I suspect they're going to try and do here is when they go into these different rallies, many of which are taking place across the country tomorrow. We're going to be in Cincinnati. I know there's one going on in Long Island and New York, and we actually have a link to it if people want to go to any of these Tea Party rallies around the country. There's one here in Atlanta. I know my buddy Neil Cavuto of Fox News is going to be covering that. So I suspect what they're going to do is go in there and try and interview individuals